Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Week Tour 24 continues with six routes between Colby and Wichita, Kansas. Around 69 people from 19 United States traveled in 18 cars on those six routes, stopping at wheat fields every 15 to 20 miles along the routes as part of the Wheat Council's 66th annual Hard Winter Wheat Evaluation Tour. One of those routes took scouts into the Oklahoma Panhandle and across the northern tier of Oklahoma counties on US 60 before coming north to arrive in Wichita on Wednesday afternoon. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Wheat Grower President Dennis Shainhalls, who said they saw more drought stress and ended up with a lower bushel per acre yield than on day one.
We saw same story, a lot of thin wheat, drought, damage everywhere, a little bit of disease. But the most glaring thing that came out is we saw a lot of weed problems that began about the time we hit south of Cherokee and over towards Nash and Pond Creek.
Wheat Tour will continue throughout the rest of the week. A final production estimate will be announced tomorrow. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at 0%, which is unchanged. Severe drought or worse also unchanged from last week at 5.91%. Moderate drought or worse also improving this week, now at 20.41% last week, and now this week we're showing 12.13%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 32.64, also improved from last week's 48.38. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.